In our readings in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, we read, "For God gave us not a spirit of fearfulness, but of power and love and discipline." And so I thought it would be nice and helpful to read a meditation by Brother Bob Lloyd from his book Minute Meditations on fear versus faith. He says, "Jesus tells us that just prior to his second coming, men's hearts would be failing them for fear. Today we find that men are full of fear, and the psychiatrist's couches are loaded with patients who are seeking relief for their fears, both real and imagined. Fear causes many organic diseases, especially ulcers, and those in the household of faith are not immune to the fears and anxieties that seem so prevalent today. While we're not immune, we do have an antidote that will do away with fear as quickly as an antidote kills germs. What is it, and how does it work? Well, of course, we know that fear is a state of mind. Sometimes we are fearful when there is no danger, and other times we could be in great danger, but be calm because we're not aware of the facts. Two people may react entirely differently to the same situation because of training, knowledge, faith or experience. Now we believe that all things work together for good to them that love God. This being true, our life is in God's hands, and we can say with David, 'The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me?' Paul said almost the same thing when he declared, 'The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.'" Why should Christ's soldiers be fearful? If God be for us, who could be against us? Nathan Hale, a patriot in the Revolutionary War, said as he died, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." His zeal for the cause he believed in completely cast out fear in the face of death. As followers of Christ, we can cast out fear even as Nathan Hale did. Whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. This being true, why should we fear anything that concerns our personal safety? This doesn't mean that we're justified in doing something foolish, like running in front of a truck. But if we truly believe that the angel of the Lord is encamping around us, why then should we be filled with fear at the thought of flying or driving? Should we allow electrical storms and earthquakes to frighten us? Where is our faith? Are we not in God's hands? If a sparrow does not fall to the ground without God's knowledge, do we think that our plane could crash against God's will? If God should allow us to be struck dead by lightning or earthquake, our days of probation would be over. How wise to develop the philosophy of Esther, who did all that she could do. She fasted and prayed, and she was reconciled to whatever happened. She calmly said, "If I perish, I perish." Queen Esther's faith was rewarded, and God delivered her and her people out of their trouble. If it is God's will for us to continue our work in his vineyard, no force on earth can harm us. If God is ready to give his beloved sleep, nothing can stay the hand of death. Peter was miraculously brought out of prison by an angel of God the night before he was to be slain. Later he was crucified with his head down. God does not always intervene, but all things are working together for our ultimate good. How long we live is not important, and looking back we realise how insignificant it is that Jacob lived 147 years, or Joseph died when he was 110. What difference does it make now that Joseph lived 37 years less than his father? He'd be dead now anyway. Hezekiah would have been better off if he hadn't lived that extra 15 years. At the judgment seat, it won't matter how long we lived, but what we did while we were alive. If we serve the Lord, we need have no fears, for we are in God's hands. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.